Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I'll talk to the author about their latest project. We'll tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll even give you the opportunity to meet them.
I'm Mary Lou Davidson, and I'm in for Suzanne Harris today for an exciting conversation. The evolution of an author, and we're talking about change and moving forward to sort of find your niche. And to help us consider some of those changes, we're joined by Alan, and he's going to talk about his path from author to animator. Hey, Alan, it's great to have you with us. How are you today?
Doing well.
I've been reading up on your bio, and I understand that you've made this major transition, but about when did you start thinking that you'd like to be a writer?
I'll start when I was in college. I got a baccalaureate in psychology from Purdue University. And with being educated, I wanted to just like share with the world. And so That's when I started to start writing.
You went to Purdue. You grew up in Indiana, kind of the Midwestern values, and at some point you decided to join the Army. Was that after college?
Yeah, I joined the Army 2 years after I graduated in the Medical Corps.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Were you already writing papers or short stories at that point?
Yeah, at that time I had 3 books unpublished under my belt, and then after I joined, I was sent to Iraq a few months later and came back and continued polishing up my writing. I wrote a few books on scriptural history, and it's tough getting into the industry. There's a lot of books out there and a lot of authors. And so after they weren't doing very well, which happens to a lot of authors, I started writing films instead of books. And
right.
I've got a few that are actually on their way right now.
Very cool. Let me just rewind a little bit. I just wondered if you think that your service time informed sort of the way that you write or the way that you look at the world after having spent so much time overseas.
The biggest change that happened when I came back from the desert is my outlook on like celebrities became really backwards or in reverse, totally the opposite. Sometimes people put celebrities on a pedestal. After I came back from getting shot at by terrorists on a daily basis, when I came back from that, I felt that people like me, warriors, should be on top of the food chain. But that's just me.
I can totally understand that. I mean, talk about exaggerated hero worship here, particularly in the United States, I guess, of just because somebody's an actor or, you know, a movie star, when in fact you were out there protecting our country.
Yeah, it's not just warriors. It's people like teachers, people who spend time with children, mothers of all people in the universe, the greatest people in the universe, they are the ones that deserve to be on top.
Gotcha. In fact, in your animation process, you've developed kind of an avatar. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yes, the clown-looking figure?
Yes.
That is Kefka. Kefka is a supervillain in the Final Fantasy video game series. And if you study his background, and he has a military background as well, it's interesting. And some of his personality and my personality mixed a little bit. Not all of it, because he ended up turning out to be just batty crazy. But I like him the best. And so
right.
I chose him as my avatar, yeah.
And How do you get started in something like animation? Were there apps that you got into, or what was the process like?
I'm a gaming YouTuber, and during the time that I was more active in it, I used to try to do YouTube as a source of income, but now I do it as an advertising platform for my animation and film work. And what I did is I came across an ad from one of the companies that run the software, one of the pieces of software I have. I do the animation in several software platforms, but this particular one was etched in a manner that you can manipulate it beyond its capability. And that's what I did. It was meant for office meeting. let's see how to put this. No, having a brain fart. Let's see. Well, it was meant for presentations. There we go. Office meeting presentations. So if somebody
like
wanted
PowerPoint
to...
PowerPoint or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Advertise their graphics on how much money the company is making that month or this or that or productivity. But I took it, and they had a number of characters on there. And I turned it into something that it wasn't designed to be. And I made it into a full-scale film. And you just piece it together through another software platform I have. And when I did that, Spiral Influence was born. And I started advertising that on my YouTube channel. And then a couple of companies caught on to it. And soon, it's going to be on Amazon Prime.
Wow. So, do you think the original software developers knew that this could be sort of morphed into animation creation?
I'm not really sure, you know, what went on in the minds of all those people that were developing it.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. This particular platform can totally change the way movies are made. And what I mean by that is it can be manipulated with real voices and fake actors. Fake actors can turn into, with the graphic designs that we have, we can manipulate reality. So we can have somebody who looks real, and we can have a real voice to it. And if that was done on a large scale, actors and actresses and the film industry as we know it could go totally digital, and we can end up seeing people out there on the film, on the silver screen, that aren't really real, you know?
That don't exist.
Yeah, and the public wouldn't know better unless they knew what I know.
So do you think that they would use the persona, the image of a living person, or would they just create somebody from George Clooney to somebody from Brad Pitt, pieces of this and that, to come up with the perfect leading man?
Oh, that's actually the perfect idea. People are eye-struck or star-struck. Things mostly point or appeal to fans that they can catch more with their eyes. When they see somebody beautiful in this perfect setting doing this whatever activity that they find favorable, that sells, and things like that make a lot of money out there.
Now, is that what you were talking about when you said spiral influencer or spiral influencer? Can you explain that?
Oh, spiral influence. It is loosely based off of an online game I used to play actively. Wizard 101 is an online RPG, or like a role-playing game,
mm-hmm.
where you can manipulate characters and do things, go on quests, help people, and that, solve mysteries. And so I took that, and I based the characters in Spiral Influence on that game.
Are you still doing some traditional writing, novels, or treatises, or are you primarily focusing on the animation world?
I'm doing this. I'm not writing traditionally, per se, and I'm still doing the animation. And what I'm doing as far as real things is film writing. I wrote a couple of different films. One of them is The Messiah, and the other one is Christ Returns. So more or less the life of Christ in the first one, and then the dramatic Second Coming or Doomsday, Armageddon, the Apocalypse, whatever, in the other one. Shortly after I started Spiral Influence, I opened up Promethean Studios, Promethean with an I, because it's not really a real word. You look in the dictionary, because somebody else had the Promethean name. And then, under the stage name Metal Gaming Warrior, I started this up, and basing it off of my YouTubing, and then I spread it out to the Instagramming and Facebooking, and I've got a company that bid on the two other scripts I mentioned, and so those films are scheduled for production later on this year, Christ Returns and The Messiah.
Wow, Alan, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I just have a couple other quick questions for you before we wrap up, because I think it's really important for people who are writing to feel encouraged that even if their writing is not the end game, that if they have that spark of creativity, it may be just finding the thing in which they feel, oh, they're sparking joy, or that they're really achieving success. I know you work late at night, and I just wondered, you know, is there anything that you do to kind of get yourself geared up to go to work, to feel, you know, positively charged to create before you sit down in the studio? Or is there a routine that you follow, I guess?
There's not really a routine. What generates the productivity is the idea. Once I get an idea of what to write on, it just flows from there.
And knowing how much you love to work, and knowing that your studio is probably a stone's throw from where you live, how hard is it to kind of balance work against, you know, a work-life balance and keeping sane so that you're just not bearing down 24/7?
Well, the human mind has a plan for that. Your brain, your body, really won't let you work too hard if you can help it. A lot of times I'll get tired and it's time to go to bed, or it's time to eat, or something. I'm not really sure how to explain it, but your body and mind also have a way of telling you you haven't been outside in a while and the sun is shining. Why don't you go out there and do something?
Without the intended implication, nature calls, right?
more or less.
That you just need to get out and be in nature. So, Alan, where can people find you, like on Instagram?
If anybody types in either on Google or Bing, if they type in Metal Gaming Warrior, I'm covering a lot of the first page.
Okay, great. And I'm sure your YouTube link comes up there as well?
Yeah, I think that might actually be a first hit, yeah.
Okay. And your website, will you spell that again for us just to make sure everybody's got it?
It is Promethean, and then the studios. You punch in those two words there, and then towards the middle, I think Google has it Promethean Studios New York. So if you actually do punch in that Promethean Studios New York, that'll come up the first page.
Well, I hope everyone checks out Alan's site, connect with him on Instagram. And Alan, I hope you'll stay in touch with us as you become more and more famous, pursuing your path from author to animator.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, thanks a lot. See you next time on Books on Air.